You've never heard a radio show like this before. Following in the footsteps of his father and grandfather, Taxi Dave drove a taxi in New York City for many years. In fact, he was born in the front seat of a yellow cab. Join us for an hour of informative discussion with the only person in America to have hosted the Today Show one time. He's knowledgeable, he's witty, and he wrote this. The only one of his kind, and presented by Melrose Credit Union, this is the Taxi Dave Show.
$250 a month.
For $250 a month, I can get the cost me rooms and a bath.
All right, I tell you, I'll give you one for $200, and that's the same rate I gave my mother.
It's still too high. Can't you do any better?
Well, how's it going to look if I give you a better rate than I give my mother?
You shouldn't charge your mother.
My love's bigger than a candy.
It's Sunday night, and this is the place to be, the Taxi Dave Show. In the studios down in Manhattan in Tribeca is John McDonough. How you doing, Johnny?
Hanging in there.
Welcome
great
back.
To be back on. Oh, following the Mets and the great game they had today. Oh, it's going to be so upbeat.
What was the score?
They lost.
They only lost by a touchdown. What's the big deal?
And that's JFK Mike, who's also in the studio. How you doing, Mike?
Let's go, Mets. Let's go, Mets.
Hey, Mikey.
All right. I'm Taxi Dave. I'm here with Claire. And we're broadcasting in Battery Park at the Battery Gardens. What a beautiful place. It's closed right now. Absolutely gorgeous. You have to go down there. Number one favorite restaurant in New York City, overlooking the harbor, the Statue of Liberty. You see the Staten Island ferry going back and forth. You see the ferries going to the Statue of Liberty. The tourists, the people, the folks. They can eat outdoors, eat indoors. Wonderful place. Anyway, we're going to start the show with a joke that a listener sent me, okay? Why not? Why not? It's a beautiful summer day. A blonde teenager wanting to earn some extra money for the summer decided to hire herself out as a handywoman. She started canvassing a well-to-do neighborhood, and she went to the front door of the first house and asked the owner if he had any jobs for her to do. "Well, I guess I could use somebody to paint my porch," she said. "How much will you charge me?" Oh, she was delighted. She said, $50. And the man agreed and told her the paintbrushes and everything she would need was in the garage. But the man's wife heard the conversation and said, "Does she realize that our porch goes all the way around the house?" He responded, "That's a bit cynical, isn't it?" And the wife replied, "You know, you're right. I guess I'm starting to believe all those dumb blonde jokes we've been getting by email lately." Later that day, the blonde teenager came to the door to collect her money. "You're finished already?" the startled husband asked. "Yes," she replied. "I even had paint left over, so I gave it 2 coats. Very impressed, the man reached into his pocket for the $50, handed it to her, and gave her a $20 tip. And then, by the way, the teenager added, "It's not a porch, it's a Lexus."
Yay!
Bada bing.
Okay, thank you, Lana, for that joke. Our phone number here is 800-321-0710. It's a live radio show, folks. You call us all the time. You can email us, and we'll read your emails, if you can, at taxihale@AOL.com. Do not wait till the last 15 or 20 minutes of the show. Sometimes the emails go into cyberspace somewhere, into oblivion, and they just happen to show up after 9 o'clock sometimes. So, Johnny, we've had the head of the San Gennaro Feast on. That's coming in September here. And we're going to be talking about a couple of things, folks. There's a Vision Zero update, the Taxi Commission hearing coming up, Penn Station, you poor commuters. You think you had the worst and it was over? You're in for a surprise. But you went to another festival or feast today in Brooklyn, right?
Yeah, I mean, this one's even older than the San Gennaro festivals, the Feast of Our Lady of Mount Carmel in Williamsburg, Brooklyn. And they had this big tradition of lifting the Giglio, and this is a huge towering statue with the statues on top, and you get about 80 men with the one type of t-shirt, and they're ordered when to turn, when to lift, and they pick it up with a band, a brass band on top. And a priest even on top of that, because he does a blessing before they do the lift, and then they sing a song about the Giglio, and then they move through the crowd. And it's just a wonderful tradition. And I have it up on my Facebook now at cabdivis.com, and I have a video of it, of them moving down the block. And it's just a wonderful atmosphere, and the vendors there are great. And I was thinking about the San Gennaro Festival, and I sent it to you. It's turning into more of a flea market. When you go up there, they got these horrific T-shirts about F in New York City, F this one, F that one. And it's not family friendly at all. And they're trying to, everybody's hawking to play these stupid games and, you know, to shoot the BB gun that you're never going to get. I did like, and I don't know if it's at the San Gennaro anymore, where they used to have the comedian who would yell at you walking by with ethnic jokes, and you would throw a softball to put him in the dunk tank. Yeah. But I think we're so politically correct, we can't do that now, because this guy would go after everyone.
Well,
but,
maybe we can do that when de Blasio gets back from Germany. Maybe he could do the dunk tank.
Well, you know what I was thinking about? That'll be the next story we're talking about blowing up the Kosciuszko Bridge.
Yay!
Maybe we could put him on
that's
it.
A feel-good story of
when,
the day.
When
right
Warren Wilhelm comes back from Deutschland. That, but the festival today, and it's going on for another week, I would recommend to get down there. It's like on North 9th, North 10th Street. You can't miss it. If you're in Williamsburg.
Which bridge is it near? Is it near a bridge? Do you get there? We're in Brooklyn.
You get off Metropolitan Avenue, and you make a right, go down to Bedford.
Is that?
In Williamsburg.
In Williamsburg.
Yeah, it's in Williamsburg, and it's a fantastic. It's not as big as San Gennaro. It's probably a quarter or an eighth of the size, but it's more family oriented than.
Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
What's a Giglio?
It's this Italian structure. It's a towering. I don't know what it's made of,
it
but it's
like
very heavy.
Wedding cake, like a huge wedding cake.
Yeah, and it gets smaller as it goes up. And then on the top is the saint from the area, the people in Williamsburg that immigrated to that area, and they had that tradition in that area of Italy, so they brought it to Williamsburg, Brooklyn. And they continued that tradition since 1903, doing it there. And it's a wonderful festival, and, you know, a lot of ball breaking. You got the old guys from the neighborhood, you know, and everybody's out there. And you can have a drink on the street, and the cops are not busting you. And it's a great atmosphere where the one on San Gennaro, it's so hard to even walk down Mulberry Street.
Well, you know, a New Yorker, I mean, 20 years ago, I'd walk on the sidewalks, because if you walk in the street, it's going to take
right.
you 3 hours.
You know what? You are so right, and that is it. You can hardly move, but it's gotten so run down with some of the vendors that are there. It's just ridiculous.
Crazy? If I may, it's with this whole brand-new Kosciuszko Bridge opening now and apparently being blown up on Tuesday. You said they're giving away tickets.
Well, they have on Facebook.
Like, not parking tickets.
They've given away 18,000 tickets, 70,000 people.
This is for real?
There's going to be a viewing area of the bridge being blown up between 3 and 6 on Tuesday by the BQE. And this better go right, because this bridge is about a foot away from the new Kosciuszko Bridge. So, you know, if this doesn't go right, oh, boy.
Right near the cemetery if it doesn't
right. Yes, it has to go that way.
It's
yes.
a short drive.
It has to fall the cemetery side.
I've seen some of the folks, a few of the folks working for the Department of Transportation, and I would strongly suggest to Polly Trachtenberg that she get a big Deglo sign that says, this one, before she blows up any bridges over there.
Now, for New Yorkers, we call it the Kosciuszko Bridge. I was corrected by Gridlock Sam. It's the Kosciuszko. That's the way the Polish folks call it.
But you know what, Dave? That's if you come from Poland. If you come from Brooklyn, it's Kosciuszko. The name changes. It's just like when they change the names.
So where do you get these tickets for?
Oh, they're all gone. They did it through either Facebook or whatever. You can look it up. The Kosciuszko Bridge coming down. It's on Facebook, and it has
so
the
for
whole
all
thing.
You explosive expert. Yeah. Go down to the Kosciuszko Bridge.
I would guarantee you.
You thought July 4th was good. Yeah. Wait till you see see this.
I would guarantee a couple of the guys lifting the Giglio today would have some inside information where you can get tickets.
Our email is taxihale@aol.com. I'm Taxi Dave. We're brought to you by Melrose Credit Union. You can get there from here. And John McDonough is back with us. First email, is it possible for taxi drivers to bypass tolls in the event of a Randall's Island concert or any other event on Randall's Islands? When the airports are stripped and it's high in demand for taxis. You know, it's always been a problem at Randall's Island. I remember when Cirque du Soleil was there, they didn't know what to do. But people need to realize if you want to get cabs to go from Manhattan, you have to pay the toll on the Triborough Bridge.
Oh, yeah.
And,
yep.
And vice versa. So, and there's really not a lot of, you know, maybe the taxi commission can put something on the dim. Randall's Island gets show ends at 9:30 or something, so drivers in the area can know to head there, and at least some cabs will get there.
Right.
But I never heard. That's a great idea. Bypass the tolls. You know, I don't know if yellow cabs should even really pay tolls. You know, if they don't have a passenger in the car, why should they pay tolls?
Yes.
Well, Dave, but that's the other point too. Why should they pay tolls, and why shouldn't they be allowed in the occupancy lane, particularly over the 59th Street Bridge when they have no one in there? Or the most important one is on the LIE, coming back where you can get in to where the buses and you need three people in the car. Cabs should be allowed, if you don't have a passenger, to come back through the Midtown Tunnel. But they don't have that. You're not allowed. You have to have a passenger because, you know, they got one of Cuomo's state troopers will be waiting right by the Midtown Tunnel if you're going to take that little thing to the side during, 7 to 10 or something like that, 7 to 9:30?
God knows.
Yeah.
You know, we had mentioned that a couple of weeks ago, Governor Cuomo said that now Penn Station is in emergency mode. It's an emergency. And what does that mean? That's a word, emergency. Well, since it was in emergency mode, Thursday evening at 9 p.m., two people, 180 people were on a train. And guess what? Thursday night, there was another derailment. Inside Penn Station. So here, you know, rather than say names and go into long things, here are some of the quotes of the people who were at Penn Station Thursday evening. You just want to scream. Someone else said, it's like walking into the fun house. Everything's upside down here. Another commuter said, this isn't normal. Another commuter, who's in charge here? Another commuter. Well, this is a third world transit system. This is New York City. Okay.
Yeah. Well, Dave, I have an answer to that. When you get your Metro card now, they should hand you a flashlight and a gas mask. This way, when you're walking the tracks, when your train breaks down, you put on the gas mask, you get your flashlight, and you walk up to the next station. There, problem solved.
And a full lobotomy.
And $10 for cab fare.
The best TV quote, they had some guy like this. It looked like he was just about to keel over, a businessman. He looked at the reporter and goes, if you're going to heaven or hell, you got to change to Jamaica.
This is the third derailment since March. You know, they skipped June. There was a derailment in March, a derailment in April. They missed June, so they had to come back in July, you know, just for the hell of it.
Right.
And Amtrak, by the way, owns Penn Station. So, you know, there's a shout-out to Amtrak. Great job over there, fellas. Really, great job. Congratulations.
Yeah, Chris Christie. I wonder if
take a yellow cab, folks.
I wonder if they finished rolling Chris Christie back into the water yet.
Is it possible for taxi drivers to bypass tolls? Easy Pass itself? I guess the governor would have to decree a law to make it free for yellow cabs to get to Randall's Island.
But you know what, David? We are part of the New York City transit system. I mean, every fare is 50 cents.
We are part of the New York City transportation system, and you're right about the 50 cents, right. The metropolitan transit system, so because we're tax collectors for them.
Right.
Right? Mm. So as tax collectors, we should be given freebies. Is that what you're saying?
Well, well no, I, be part of the system. If a city bus goes over the tri-borough, they do not pay it. If a cop car goes over the tri-borough or the Midtown Tunnel, they don't pay it. And I think the yellow cab should be part of that, and it would make life a lot easier to get back in and out of the city.
It would make things faster.
Yeah, sure. Yes, definitely. Now that most of the toll booths are gone anyway,
Ruth from Michigan. Okay, I think she owns a medallion. make sure to pay your MTA taxes. Speaking of MTA taxes, John, make sure you pay your MTA taxes by July 20th. So thank you, Michigan. We appreciate you telling us what to do in New York.
Go back skiing. Isn't there a guy in Long Island City that didn't pay it? He's not working out of Rikers. Wasn't there some guy who owned about 1,000?
That's the urban legend. Oh, first of all, Dave, speaking of legends, I want to thank you very much for putting my rant on the front page of your great Taxi Insider newspaper. You have the future of the medallion, and underneath I do what I think is something that everybody should start paying attention to.
Lord help me, I put JFK Mike's comments on the front page of my newspaper. I haven't seen it yet.
It's the beginning of the end.
The sign of the apocalypse.
Did I delete all the four-letter words?
Yes.
Okay,
but
good.
I want to thank you very much. We got a and actually, we even got the... on page, as I flip through this, taxi drivers can get a free breakfast to go on Friday mornings when the club closes. You want to give a shout-out to that, or is that...
At the end of the show.
Okay.
If we can reach Steve, I think he's going to come on again.
Okay.
I'm curious to know how many cabs showed up Friday. Now, the newspaper, Taxi Insider, started being distributed this past weekend. We print the first Friday of every month.
Yes.
And you folks are going to see an ad. I put it in there. He doesn't know about it. Because anything that helps taxi drivers, I'm your guy. You want to promote, you want taxi drivers, you want to help taxi drivers, you want to get words out in the city, you want a buzz in New York City, let me know about it. There'll be a buzz. You want to advertise on the Taxi Dave Show? In September, our main sponsor, May, stop advertising, and if they do, we need a substantial amount of money every week to keep the show on the road. Otherwise, we're going to be off the air.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and we're the number one talker in New York City. I mean, the ratings are unbelievable. So I want to thank all you listeners out there, you folks upstate who listen, you folks who listen on the internet. Oh, yeah, Michigan. Thanks, Michigan, Florida, California. I mean, just all over the place. And here's, what's this? This is, hello, Dave, I have two questions for you. You can use, let me just open this up, sorry. Okay. Two questions for you. Can you use LaGuardia Shorty at JFK? Another cab driver told me this is true. The second question is, I have to know if TLC is planning to roll out any information about the new driver hour requirements, or all the drivers can figure out more accurately how many hours they're driving with customers. Thank you very much, Mario Sanchez. So one of the suggestions I met with the folks from LaGuardia Airport, thanks to Gridlock Sam, and one of the suggestions brought by the Taxi Workers Alliance was that if you get a shorty ticket at LaGuardia, you should be able to use it at JFK and vice versa. Although LaGuardia has nothing to do with JFK, this was specifically LaGuardia. So I don't know if they're talking about it. Mike, have you heard anything about that being a reality now?
It used to be reality, but then reality is fleeting in this business. You know what I mean? Because
John, have you heard anything?
No, but I thought that was supposed to come into effect. I read that somewhere that the shorty was good. Particularly, like, if you get a fare at LaGuardia to Woodhaven or Ozone Park,
mm-hmm.
you're right
by
Kennedy,
JFK.
Or the opposite way around. If you get Kennedy to Flushing,
right.
I mean, it should be. Listen, the reason why it might not be enforced, because it makes sense. That's why. Anything that makes sense, I don't know about that.
Right.
Well, logic and sensibility has nothing to do with city agencies. Remember that.
Yeah. You know, the one thing...
Except the TLC. I love the TLC.
God bless the TLC. I just want to say one thing about the handicapped vehicles. I was talking to one guy at my friendly neighborhood taxi garage. He said that there is some money rolling in per month for the steady cabbies on these handicapped vehicles. They're getting checks for $250. They're getting checks for $350 from their handicapped.
When you say $350, you mean $350?
$350, big ones, $350 bucks, and they're starting to break the ice with it. I mean, this money didn't exist a few months ago. But now they're getting their little 50 cents a trip. They're getting their steady rides with some of these handicapped people. And that didn't happen before. And it's some good news, finally, to tell the cabbies that the handicap accessible vehicle for the yellow cab is starting to happen, and that drivers are, you know, the one thing about cab drivers with the problem, they're going to shout it from the highest mountain. When some money starts coming in, they put their hood up and they don't say nothing. So I had to drag this out of a few drivers that, yes, in fact, it is the case. So the money is coming in, and we've got to keep that thing moving because the cars are there. The coverage is there. So we have to tell people, especially the doctors and the waiting room for people in clinics and at the hospitals, that you can, in fact, get a yellow
car. And they'll send one to your door.
Right. Now, what is the process of doing that, Dave? Just tell the folks how easy it is. Please.
How easy it is.
Yeah, exactly.
You can, there's a number of ways to do it. Obviously, if you're in the street, you can hail inaccessible. You can call. There's a dispatch number, which I don't have at my fingertips right now. But you can call 311 in the city, and a wheelchair-accessible yellow cab will come. Now, it will come to your door. What's interesting, you know, you brought up an interesting point, Mike. I was going to save it for the second half of the show. Speaking about wheelchair-accessible vehicles, on September 21st, this is July, so in 2 months, the Taxi and Limousine Commission is having a hearing. And the basis of the hearing and the purpose of the hearing is to discuss the for-hire sector, that's black cars, car services, and luxury limos, and they transport about 400,000 passengers each day. The TLC is proposing an accessible service requirement that would put wheelchair accessible for hire vehicles in circulation, and it would require the bases to dispatch 25% of their trips in wheelchair accessible vehicles. So that means, you know, this is interesting. You take the traditional black car groups who have Fortune 500 companies where CEOs ride in the cars and they like their Maybach and they like their Mercedes and they like their Lincolns. And now a Taxi of Tomorrow wheelchair accessible clankety clank is going to show up. And maybe it should be limited to app based companies. You know, that's interesting. But this kind of levels the playing field. Either Prentice from Taxis for All. I think that's what she's the president of. She's a disabled advocate. We have to start somewhere. And we've been saying that we need to level the playing field because yellow cabs are mandated to become 50% accessible by 2021. And right now there are, I believe, 1,700 wheelchair-accessible yellow cabs on the road for the 260 accessible fares, disabled fares that call yellow cabs every day. So there's certainly a lot more room for more fares. Matt Dawes was on the radio show last week, and he believes strongly that Accessoride should transfer all of those fares to yellow cabs. Now, the biggest savings for New York State would be close to $1 billion a year. I shouldn't say that. It would probably be three quarters. They'd save about at least 30% of what they're paying now, mm-hmm. because yellow cab rides are cheaper than accessorides.
Right.
The average accessoride is $60. I believe the average yellow cab ride would be a lot less than that, even if people are going intra-borough. So that's what's happening. That's a hot subject. You have to understand, though, if I'm a black car base or a car service, you know, I've been hit by the app-based companies. I'm speaking for them. The yellow cab industry, as you know, has been hurt by app-based companies, and black car bases and car services and livery bases have been hurt by app-based companies. Now they're going to mandate a requirement that 25% of all fares you have to use a wheelchair accessible vehicle. I wonder how it's going to affect everyone. I guess if everyone does it together and you don't have a choice, that's kind of leveling the playing field there too. Well, so we'll get some more opinions on it as time goes on.
Yeah. The flip side to that is, now that the money is rolling into the yellow cab and to some degree the green cars, how many rides are there to to justify the level of taxis involved? Because they're going to have...
In June, they had 7,200 disabled fares.
Right. Because I'm saying, and there's been very little effort, in my opinion, from the Taxi Commission to promote this program in doctor's offices, in clinics, in hospitals. A lot of people who need this service, they don't even know it exists. And I'm just wondering, at what point does the TLC take a little of that 30 cent per trip money and start telling people on the radio and in the TV and in print that this does in fact exist? And even for someone who's temporarily hurt, like someone has a bad sprain or a broken leg or something, may not be disabled for life, but it should be expanded to New Yorkers who are hobbling around from, let's say, a ski accident or a basketball game. But there's zero, in my opinion, I haven't seen any promotion in billboards or on TV or on radio. I mean, at what point does the TLC get involved and do something?
Well, we certainly need marketing by the city of New York. There's no doubt about it.
Right.
You have the commissioner of the mayor's office for people with disabilities. I've met him a few times, Victor Calise, and he uses a wheelchair. He filed several complaints with the Taxi and Limousine Commission. And basically what he was saying was, he can't get a vehicle. He requests a vehicle from a for-hire. I don't know if it's from an app. I don't know if it's from Uber. I don't know how, but he requests a for-hire vehicle, and they told, this is his quote, they told me it was coming. They gave me a time frame. An inaccessible vehicle showed up, and they expected me to get in. So if you're in a wheelchair and you call for an accessible vehicle and a regular town car shows up, what are you supposed to do?
Yeah.
The whole idea is so you don't have to get out of your wheelchair. So the rule would be easy to enforce because the Taxi and Limousine Commission could rely on the trip records, okay, as long as everybody wants to give up the trip records. And Edith Prentice was quoted, all we want is a ride just like any other New Yorker, but the position of the company such as Uber is we don't want to serve you, so we won't, said Edith Prentice. The Taxi and Limousine Commission's proposal attempts to address Uber's indefensible, ugly, and illegal practice. And that's Edith.
Amen. The other thing they could do when they get around to it, with all these big shots running around for the city and the state, give us some official pickup and drop-off zones for yellow cabs so we don't have to pick up people in wheelchairs in crosswalks, next to fire hydrants, in a bike lane. Because right now in Manhattan, it's a sardine can. So I'm hoping in the near future, as this plan gets rolling, that we can have some official pickup and drop-off zones for yellow cabs without the cabbie having to literally risk his life and limb or a passenger's life and limb picking up in the only place available on the street. I've had people
say that. Hey, Mike, why are you being so unreasonable? Anytime they find space on the streets of Manhattan, they're going to put more bicycle racks, the city bike.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a private enterprise that gets special treatment.
Yeah.
Right? Not only that, but it's subsidized by the city now.
I guess I'm a horrible person.
And we're not subsidized.
Yeah.
We're trying to help people, and we can't even stop to take a leak.
Right. So they have bike lanes for bikes that aren't even there, and someone in a wheelchair gets nothing. God bless America.
Stephen, you're on the Taxi Dave Show.
Hey, Dave. Listen, I just have a really quick question. I drove a cab last summer, and at my garage, unless I showed up like 2 hours or 2.5, 3 hours early, I wouldn't, like, let's say if I got into work at like 4:30, I wouldn't get a car until like 6:30. So I'm
and what time would you bring the car back?
I would have to bring the car back by 5 a.m. But I'm wondering, are all garages like that where, you have to show up like 2-3 hours early just to get out on time?
Guys, John,
well,
and Mike, you guys are driving.
I'm going to throw out another thing there. I don't want to know what garage, but were you tipping a dispatcher?
You mean illegally tipping your dispatcher?
I don't want to say legally, illegal.
No,
but,
it's against the TLC rules now.
Is this thing on? I can't hear anything.
Through the little slot there with your hack license, the five right underneath it, and next thing, you got the nice new call going out. Hey, I'm serious. Did you tip your dispatcher?
Yeah, but the problem is, when everybody does it, it's just...
The problem is, when
everybody does it, then it completely nullifies the system.
Someone would come up with a solution so you didn't have to deal with dispatchers, so you didn't have to pay people off, so you didn't have to lose 2 hours at the garage, let alone the time it takes to get to the garage and get home from the garage. I met a gentleman at the forum that I spoke at 2 weeks ago, one of our listeners and one of our contributors here. He sends an email sometimes. His name's John, and he lives in New Jersey. This guy actually takes a bus into the Port Authority, then the number 7 train to Long Island City, walks over that bridge to McGinnis Boulevard to get his cab at 5 in the evening, and then does the reverse at 5 in the morning.
Oh, my God.
There's got to be a better way, Stephen. Any thoughts?
Yeah, you know, the one thing that...
Steve, any thoughts from you?
Who's Steve?
Oh, never mind. Go ahead.
Is Steve there? Okay. Anyway... it's just this whole thing about the tradition of the industry with these taxi garages. If they could find some way to allow the fleets to have maybe off-site satellite offices in the city, because I look at the Queensboro Bridge, at 5 o'clock, you literally have 3,000 and 4,000 cabs going into Long Island City, and then 3,000 and 4,000 cabs going back into Manhattan, because they have to change at the garage, and I think it's a blue law in the books about you have to change at the garage, and you have to all be on site, and blah, blah, blah. But it's the craziest thing, and I know some of these drivers, it's beyond me. That's why, Dave, you have a couple of great ads in the newspaper about weekly cars. You can get a weekly car for cheap, and even the garage that this guy works at, I think, has some weekly deals. And it's summertime, and they would love for some of these guys to commit to a weekly cab. And all you got
to
do is pick up the taxi
and think hard and think of a way to solve this problem. It's a problem, because every minute, you're not driving a cab, you're losing money. Every minute you're not driving a cab, you're not servicing the public.
Right.
There's got to be a solution for this. Listen, when we come back, I see a bunch of emails came in. Our email address is taxihale@AOL.com. Come on, contact us. You want to give us a call? 800-321-0710. I'm Taxi Dave. This is my show, the Taxi Dave Show, brought to you by Melrose Credit Union. You can get there from here. We're here with John McDonough and JFK Mike. We're just waiting to speak to you and to have some fun. And not only that, we are at the Battery Gardens down in Battery Park. Hi, Paul. How you doing? And I'm here with Claire, lovely Claire. Last week we broadcast from Casa Claire. So stay tuned for more of the Taxi Dave.
If the relationship that you have with your bank is the third teller from the left, then maybe it's time to rethink your relationships. At Melrose Credit Union, they believe you should get much more from a banking relationship. That's why they provide their members with a business services specialist, a dedicated individual who takes the time to get to know you and who is responsible for handling every single interaction you have with the credit union. So you can continue to wait for teller number 3 or head over to Melrose Credit Union. They look forward to getting to know you.
Gifford Insurance Company is located at 3601 43rd Avenue in Long Island City, New York. Gifford has served the for-hire industry for over 20 years. We are very proud to meet your commercial auto, workers' compensation, and fire, theft, and collision needs. Please visit our website for additional information at HerefordInsurance.com, www.HerefordInsurance.com, or contact us at 718-361-9191. Hereford Insurance, we help move New York. My father drove a yellow cab with Neil Greenbaum's father, Andy, who was the founder of All Taxi Management. You, too, can join the All Taxi family. Drive yellow and earn green. You can now own a brand-new Wave, which is a wheelchair-accessible vehicle, for only $797.99 a week and no money down. You will earn 50 cents for every trip you take. The car basically pays for itself. And to top it off, the first week is free. All Taxi Management is located at 41-25 36th Street in Long Island City, and that is conveniently located near the 7 train. With many cars available, new or used, work with the folks who have a great reputation. Call Max or Mr. L at 718-361-0055. That's 718-361-0055. Must meet certain requirements.
Purland Brokerage is one of New York's oldest and largest insurance brokerages, specializing in all forms of TLC insurance. They represent many insurance companies for black cars, luxury, and car service vehicles, medallion taxis, and green cabs, so you can be assured that you will get comparative pricing. You can get your TLC required liability insurance as well as fire, theft, collision, and workers' compensation coverage. Purland can also help you with personal and other commercial insurance. For your convenience, Purland has 6 offices located throughout the city. To find their locations and hours of operation, visit their website at PurlandBrokerage.com. For all your insurance needs, go to PurlandBrokerage.com.
Hey, taxi!
Where to, buddy?
The Taxi Dave Show.
No, no, shit!
Beautiful summer day in New York City down in Battery Park here. I'm Taxi Dave. Taxi Dave Show is back with John McDonough, JFK Mike,
yes.
Taxi Dave, and Claire's in the house. So, do you know, guys, why some truckers travel with dogs in the cab of their truck?
I give up.
Because sheep would be too obvious.
You know, Dave,
nothing against you guys. Don't drive off the road. Don't call me up cursing, okay? Come on, it's a joke. You have to have an open mind here.
You know, speaking of which, I'm just going to say, I know how annoying it is when I say nyctaxinews.com. Over and over again. Here he is again with his nyctaxinews.com. But, Dave, I just want to promise you I'm not going to say nyctaxinews.com again on the show for the rest of the show.
Okay, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Yeah. I'm looking at the free breakfast. I haven't eaten all day. I'm looking at the promo from the guy for the free breakfast. It's in Taxi Insider. You want more information? It's in Taxi Insider. You want to know how to get a free breakfast on Friday? You got to pick up the newspaper.
Let's see. Since the street hail is considered by us to include e-hail, what term should we use to describe the process when we street hail using our arm and hand? What do we call it? That's an email we got.
It depends how many fingers you're using, I guess.
That's another signal that you're sending to someone.
That's like a New York hail. Yeah. That's what we should call it, a New York hail.
Yes.
Okay? Got that, listener?
That's the old Italian hail.
It's an anonymous email from an old-timer. How am I doing, as Ed Koch used to say? Let's ask listeners of the Taxi Dave Radio Show to judge my performance. Please take into consideration that I'm in my 70s. I took home $143 after all expenses, $43 more than the amount I shoot for when I work, as I am retired, and I don't eat in expensive restaurants like Taxi Dave does.
Right.
By the way, I would go back full-time in a heartbeat if a yellow taxi fleet were to hire me as an employee.
Aww.
Not interested in working as an employee or private contractor for an app car dispatching outfit, there is certainly mystique when driving a yellow cab. That's why some people sort of love us and sort of hate us.
Right.
So this listener is saying that that I have to change my eating habits. No, he's saying that he wants to be an employee. He wants a union.
He wants a union. Many have tried, my friend.
Yeah, that ship has sailed.
You know, speaking of which, back in the days, Dave, you know everybody. Is there any flirtation about any kind of commission driving ever coming back into this business, way, shape, or form? For part-timers, like a 70-year-old guy, he doesn't want to work 12, 14 hours. Is that an available option on the horizon, or is it just going to be, you know, all-or-nothing leasing?
I don't think it's on the radar screen right now.
Interesting, because, I mean, I've used many times this week Zipcar. They charge by the hour, and I'm just wondering if there could be some adjustment with the lease cap to get hourly rates.
And the 12-hour shift is a killer.
Hourly rates? What about minute rates?
Minute rates.
Yeah. it's just
or you could light a cigarette, leave it on the side of the... Oh, that's something else.
It's hard to explain how brutal driving 12 hours in Manhattan is.
Yeah, I swear by the... I don't want to give a lawyer for you, but the Zipcar I've been using, you can rent for 3 or 4 hours for whatever... And I'm just curious, as when all these cabs are sitting, you get these all-or-nothing mentality to get the car out. If you had a thing where a guy who's in his 70s, or I talked to a guy who's in his 80s, if you go out for 6 or 7 hours based on an hourly rate, make some adjustment in the lease price, and just have it like a swipe card where you could, you know, punch in, punch out, and then, you know, everybody wins. And I'm just wondering, at what point does our technology people get to do that? Well, that's my rant and vent about that. So I just hope something.
What a great idea, Mike. You should be a you should be a developer, an IT person.
Tomorrow morning.
Well, there we go.
Another great idea.
Well, we'll forget about that one.
Yeah.
You got to come up with something that's not a great idea and we can lose money on. Hey, you know what? Maybe we can implement that. I mean, the TLC has never looked at a problem and say, I can make it better. They'll take a problem and say, how can we make that worse?
Yeah. Well, my favorite thing with the TLC lazy, where they had a economics hearing from the TLC for the yellow cab business. Then you show up, and it's an economic hearing for the yellow cab, black car, blue car, green car. Every zillion cab van thing is at the same hearing, which was supposed to be for yellow cab drivers. So that's another rant for another show.
Okay. And you were talking about, what was that thing you were saying about cigarettes before?
No,
my girlfriend and I. But I'm bummed.
Yeah, yeah.
You're getting ready for Dangerfields, aren't you, huh?
Yes, I am.
I know September's coming, and you're looking, hey, you know what? I could do a couple of sets somewhere.
You know, some people,
okay. We're Scabaret. We're going to turn it into a comedy club.
Right. So, some people ask me if I smoke after sex. I say, I don't know. I never looked.
But I'm bummed.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
I hear cars crashing already.
Yeah. If you're listening to the Taxi Dave Show, hunk your horn.
We're still on the air.
Watch everybody. There's 4,000 summonses in Manhattan right now for abusing the noise.
Where's Henny Youngman when you need him?
Before I forget, John, I understand next week you're performing up in Cape Cod.
Yeah, I'm taking my show Cabtivist. You can go to CABTIVIST.com. I'm going to a theater called the Payomet Performing Arts Center on July 19th. It's a Wednesday at 8 o'clock. It's in Touro in Cape Cod. I've never been there. But the night before, Graham Nash is there, and the tickets are $400. 200 and 100. You get a meet and greet.
Not for a Cabtivist.
Oh, no. I'm the next night, and I'm at $20, and I'll be driving you home after the show. Now, the thing with Graham Nash, I think I should be able to write a song and have him sing it for $400.
Right. Yeah,
but if anybody's in the Cape Cod area, and I know at this time at night, WOR, it broadcasts the whole New England up to Canada. So it's going to be at the Payomet Theater. If you want more, if you want to read reviews about essentially what we're doing here, I'm taking to the stage. It's going to be at the Payomet Theater on July 19th, Wednesday. And anybody in that area, you know, come by, hail me. And I'm going to do 1 hour shtick with video and just my crazy life.
Very funny show.
Yes.
I love it.
So said the New York Fringe Festival. I was so good in the New York Fringe Festival, they canceled it this year. But a boom.
And you sold out every night.
That's right. Yeah.
You're a tough act to follow.
It was great.
Okay. Let's see. Another email from Ruth from Michigan. No, we'll pass on that one this time. You know what? We have to take one more break. And then when we come back, I want to find out. We're going to speak with Steve D'Angelo. Steven D'Angelo is the manager of Rick's Cabaret, offering some free stuff for yellow cab drivers on Friday mornings. And we'll read some more of the emails, maybe take a call or two if we have time at 800-321-0710, taxihail@aol.com. This is the Taxi Dave Show on WOR 710 in New York City. If
the relationship that you have with your bank is the third teller from the left, then maybe it's time to rethink your relationships. At Melrose Credit Union, they believe you should get much more from a banking relationship. That's why they provide their members with a business services specialist, a dedicated individual who takes the time to get to know you and who is responsible for handling every single interaction you have with the credit union. So you can continue to wait for teller number three or head over to Melrose Credit Union. They look forward to getting to know you.
If an insurance company is located at 3601 43rd Avenue in Long Island City, New York, Hereford has served the for-hire industry for over 20 years. We are very proud to meet your commercial auto, workers' compensation, and fire, theft, and collision needs. Please visit our website for additional information at herefordinsurance.com, www.hereffordinsurance.com, or contact us at 718-361-9191. Hereford Insurance, we help move New York.
Pearland Brokerage is one of New York's oldest and largest insurance brokerages, specializing in all forms of TLC insurance. They represent many insurance companies for black cars, luxury, and car service vehicles, medallion taxis, and green cabs, so you can be assured that you will get comparative pricing. You can get your TLC required liability insurance as well as fire, theft, collision, and workers' compensation coverage. Pearland can also help you with personal and other commercial insurance. For your convenience, Pearland has 6 offices located throughout the city. To find their locations and hours of operation, visit their website at pearlandbrokerage.com. For all your insurance needs, go to pearlandbrokerage.com.
My father drove a yellow cab with Neil Greenbaum's father, Andy, who was the founder of All Taxi Management. You too can join the All Taxi family. Drive yellow and earn green. You can now own a brand new Wave, which is a wheelchair accessible vehicle, for only $797.99 a week and no money down. You will earn 50 cents for every trip you take. The car basically pays for itself. And to top it off, the first week is free. All Taxi Management is located at 41-25 36th Street in Long Island City, and that is conveniently located near the 7 train. With many cars available, new or used, work with the folks who have a great reputation. Call Max or Mr. L at 718-361-0055. That's 718-361-0055. Must meet certain requirements.
This is the Taxi Dave Show.
The best show on WOR. It's the only show I listen to.
Cause I can see her now in a tattoo jeans, bumping all the money in a record machine, spinning like a top. Should've seen it go. Oh, I need a ride when she used to rock and roll. I need a ride when she used to rock and roll.
Rockmile, so their first show in New York City. Parked my cab by the Palladium, and what's his name? Brown Eyed Girl?
Van Morrison.
Yeah, Van Morrison was the headliner. So Dave Edmunds and Rockpile rocks the place, man, with this song, and everybody was psyched. And Van Morrison comes out, his band is playing, he comes out stumbling, plays 3 flat notes, lights went on. Back then, it was a different world. People started throwing bottles at the stage. It was crazy, man. But Dave Edmunds and Rockpile is a great band. Anyway, Vision Zero, the first half of 2017, as of June 30th, only, I'm saying this because 93 people died in traffic. But this is the first time the number has dipped below 100. And Polly Trottenberg said, however, we know that even with under 100 fatalities so far this year, that is still 100 too many.
Right.
Okay. Similar trends hold true for the fiscal year, which ended June 30th. There were 210 traffic deaths compared to 241 in the prior fiscal year. So, the deaths are going down, but I have to tell you, I bet you accidents are going up because every time I'm in Manhattan, every other car, or I should say 9 out of 10 cars are these app-based companies. Guys have 3 phones on their dashboard. They're looking, then when they get a call, they got to talk on the phone, and they're pushing buttons, and they bang into you, or, you know, it's unsafe. It yep. doesn't make sense. There's got to be a solution to this.
Mm-hmm.
There really has to be a solution to this. And
the TLC solution is get rid of yellow cabs.
Well, I don't think
that'll
so.
Be less trout.
You know, John, they've done a few things to try to. They're doing whatever they can to try to help.
But when Mike was bringing up about the advertising, nobody knows about the disability thing. Nobody knows about the yellow cab apps. Like my pet peeve is when you get out at that airport, it should be right in front of you. Go yellow. And then when you get on a bus or a subway, on the side of the bus, the back of the bus, there should be advertising by the city itself to help promote us.
So we have apps that aren't being promoted properly, you're saying.
Right.
And we need apps, or we need something that'll help drivers like Steven not spend 2 or 3 hours in his garage before he gets a car and not having to tip a driver as well.
This is true.
Okay?
This is true.
It is.
I remember back in the days, like the pre-Uber days, man, you could get sent home. There were so many guys wanted to drive a yellow cab. That was
I used to shape up and get sent home all the time.
That's right.
That's a horrible feeling when you get sent home and you can't even
and
drive
a cab.
And that's
why someone who's offering free breakfast for a taxi driver is on my radio show. Steve D'Angelo is the manager of Rick's Cabaret, soon to be Rick's Comedy Club. And he's been doing a great thing. Rick, welcome to the Taxi Dave Show. Welcome back, I should say.
Thanks, Dave. Glad to be here.
Okay, Steve. So why don't you tell our listeners what Rick's Cabaret is doing for yellow taxi drivers?
Well, what we're doing for taxi drivers is we set up the last consecutive 6 weeks of a free breakfast. The drivers can just drive up anytime between 4 a.m. to 6 a.m., and they have three options. They can either get a pancake option, they can get a bagel with a yogurt parfait, or they can get an egg and cheese wrap. And with that, they can get a coffee or an orange juice or a bottle of water, whatever they'd like. It's just, we want to thank our NYC taxis because, they pick up a lot of our guests, they drop off a lot of our guests, and we appreciate them.
Well, I hope you don't mind, but, Mike, you have the newspaper there.
Yes.
I believe I printed a half a page ad about the free breakfasts provided by Rick's Cabaret.
It's there on page 14. I can drop one off tonight if you're at the... I'll use any excuse to get into Risk Cabaret, so this is a good excuse any.
You're more than welcome to drop one off.
Yes.
Well, listen, can I make a request? Can I have Ronnie the limo driver serve me if I pull up from Howard Stern?
I can write that.
Oh, Rick, by the way, this is a New York moment because I'm the cabbie you met when you were handing out your cards in front of Penn Station, so I'm glad you're finally... Yeah. Remember the scruffy cabbie with the big mouth in front of Penn Station? Yeah.
Of course, I remember.
Yeah. So thank you very much for coming on board with the taxi
day show. You remember the scruff or the big mouth?
Both. You don't get one without the other.
So, Steve, how many cabs did you have Friday morning?
This past week we did about 50, just over 50.
That's great.
A lot of happy drivers, yeah.
And you did 50 last week. Well, I think next week you're probably going to get a few more between the radio show and the newspaper. And then taxi drivers also have to be in the area. You know, where was their last fare? You know, if they're looking for a fare and they're hungry, they'll go to 50 West 33rd Street between 4 a.m. and 6 a.m. on Friday mornings and get some energy so they can get ready for the whole day. That's 50 West 33rd Street, Rick's Cabaret. And I have to tell you, I stopped in there to speak with Steve last week. I mentioned it last week on the show. If your passengers want a nice place to smoke a cigar, to have a steak, they want a nice place for entertainment, this is a classy place, folks. The rooftop has a few couches, and you sit in the couch, you're looking at the Empire State Building. It's right across the street from the Empire State Building. Where else can you smoke a cigar and see that? And it's upscale, top-notch. That's how I would describe it. Clean and entertaining. Right?
I'll say.
Anything else you want to say, Steve?
Yeah.
No, that's just again, thank you again, all the drivers out there, and we hope to see you this upcoming Friday morning.
There it is.
Okay, I hope they say thank you when I get their breakfast.
No, I'm manager during the daytime, so when it's done, it's the night managers that are passing them out.
I see. Okay. Steve, thanks a lot for coming on the Taxi Dave
Show. Thanks a lot, Steve.
And we'll be speaking to you while this event is going on every Friday morning. Thanks.
Great. Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
See you later.
Okay. You know, I got an email that I have to discuss with you guys. Part of it wasn't very nice about me. Basically, he said, shame on me. While they're suffering, and while taxi drivers and taxi owners are suffering and losing money, I'm taking pictures with the mayor. We laugh at your pictures with the mayor on the cover of your newspaper. You know, that's when I had the I helped to have the law signed, reduce the 5% transfer tax to 0.5% with City Hall. And, you know, it's something that I was hoping would stimulate sales, and it certainly will help stimulate sales in the future as we move forward. There's no doubt about that. And, you know, I got the email, and I responded to it. And, you know, he said, you know, we speak differently. You think that you're saving the taxi business, and you're putting the blame on him. Because I said, what have you done? You belong to any associations? Have you donated money? Have you spoken to your politicians? And he just said, you know, shame on you. So it was a little disheartening. But what could I tell you? I do the best I can. I bleed yellow. That's one thing I've always said. And recently a friend of mine told me the same thing, which was interesting because he's in the yellow taxi industry. And if you don't like the Taxi Dave Show, I'm sorry. I try to make you laugh. I try to make it interesting and informative and humorous.
And Dave, if you don't deal with the mayor, who are you going to deal with? He's the guy that controls the industry. He's the one that picks the people for the TLC.
He's the mayor of the city of New York.
He controls the business that we're in.
Right.
What, are you supposed to ignore him and not pay attention to him or work with him? That there's a compromise, that you can bring up these certain things that you need to get done? You know, who are you going to go? To the guy that sent you the email? Is he going to get it done for you?
And Dave, let me tell you something about de Blasio. As much as we aren't thrilled with some of the stuff he does, he has done some good things with the medallion industry. We still have a medallion cap, which allows us to make a very good living if it is fix and tweak a few things here and there. So don't throw out the baby with the bathwater. I hate to tell you, there's a very good chance de Blasio is going to get reelected, so you don't want to tick him off too much. So thank you, Dave, for being Taxi Dave.
Well, thank you, guys. I do appreciate it. I wish I had the whole email here. We went back and forth. I just don't have the other part of it.
When you find the other part of it, give it to me. I'll put it on the bottom of my cat box.
You see taxis on the street? Like, this is the last year you'll see taxis on the street.
Bah.
You can shame me, call me names, but I'm going to JFK to play cards with your old-timers. I want to thank all you listeners. Thank you, people. Thank Michigan.
Yeah.
John, thanks for coming back to the show. I'll be in the studio next week. JFK Mike, thank you as always.
We welcome all opinions, yes.
Okay, Claire, thank you, and thank the Battery Gardens. We'll be back next week. Stay tuned next Sunday for the Taxi Dave Show. I gotta go now.
Taxi!